From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The White House says there will be a ceremony on the South Lawn tomorrow to sign off on the landmark health care bill. Spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president is inviting all lawmakers who supported the measure, along with other Americans whose stories, he says, underscore the need for an overhaul. Gibbs says tomorrow's signing makes good on a promise Mr. Obama made in 2007 while campaigning on the bill.
What the president promised that day and what the president will sign tomorrow, very much the promise of affordable, accessible health care that puts people back in charge of their health care rather than insurance companies.
Mr. Obama travels to Iowa later this week to continue the discussion on the need for health care improvements. Virginia's attorney general has plans to file suit against the federal government as soon as President Obama signs new health care legislation into law. From member station WCVE in Richmond, Dan Rosenthal has more.
Cuccinelli says the health care reform bill passed by Congress is flawed because the Supreme Court ruled in 1995 that Congress cannot regulate non-commercial activities.
The federal law is unconstitutional because the government is forcing citizens to buy health insurance, saying it has such authority because of its power to regulate interstate commerce. But if a person decides not to buy health insurance, that person, by definition, is not engaging in commerce.
The attorney general says his lawsuit will be filed in Richmond Federal District Court. For NPR News, I'm Dan Rosenthal in Richmond.
Former Presidents George Bush and Bill Clinton are visiting Haiti in an effort to raise awareness of the continuing humanitarian crisis in the earthquake-ravaged country. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Port-au-Prince.
Mr. Clinton has been to Haiti before, but this is Mr. Bush's first trip, and it seems to have made an impression.
It's hard to describe adequately the devastation. I mean, it's profound, and it's affected a lot of people's lives. It's one thing to see it on TV. It's another thing to see it firsthand.
While Bush and Clinton spoke behind the ruined presidential palace, a group of protesters outside the gates called for the return of former Haitian President Jean-Bertrand Aristide.
We want to tell President Bush that Aristide is our president. He's the only president who knows, who cares about Haitians. We don't want nobody else to be our president. We want Aristide back.
They accused President Bush of forcing Aristide into exile during an armed rebellion in 2004. Martin Costi, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Healthcare companies helped drive markets higher today. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials gained 43 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 20. This is NPR News. Regulators are calling for a temporary suspension in the use of the vaccine Rotarix used to treat severe diarrhea in young children. The Food and Drug Administration says researchers have found traces of an apparently harmless pig virus. No word on the source of the contamination. The Department of Justice is looking to college students to help identify Native Americans who might be entitled to claims from radiation exposure. Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Ferris Cole has this report.
Congress passed the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act in 1990. It authorized funding for people who worked in the uranium mining and nuclear weapons testing industries between 1942 and 1971 and contracted cancer or other illnesses from radon exposure. Most applications are filed by people living in the Four Corners region, including the Navajo and Hopi Nations. The department says because many Native Americans live in such remote areas, it can be difficult for them to make a claim. So they're offering student internships to help identify people who may have legitimate claims. Internships will be available through Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff, the University of New Mexico in Gallup, and Diné College in Shiprock, New Mexico. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris Cole in Flagstaff.
National Security Council spokesman Mike Hammer says President Obama and his Mexican counterpart reaffirmed their roles in the battle against Mexican drug gangs in a telephone call. Hammer says the two leaders discussed the matter this afternoon ahead of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's visit to Mexico next week. Again in stocks, the Dow Industrials up 43 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.